ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready?
Let's go, champ.
Before we have him introduce himself, who's in the building with me?
Handsome line, y'all. Happy Easter, everybody.
Black success. Y'all already know what it is because I'm the best. Happy Easter, y'all.
This nigga around me now.
Now he a rapper. All right, our special guest, introduce yourself.
Man, listen. I'm on there every day. 6:59 p.m. I'm on the joint.
He's locked in.
I'm locked in. I'm ready to go. I'm the... How can I say this? I am the audience's special pick. Let's go.
It's the number one fan, number one heckler.
They still don't know your name, even though we know your name.
Yeah, y'all know my name. I be Rahman, R-A-H-M-A, and that is Rahman. Let's go.
Reverend Rahman.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to do it? Okay. My name is Minister Telfair. Minister out of New Jersey, Miracle Temple Churches of America. Come there and get baptized.
Amen, amen. So, you know, as always, we're going to jump right into it, you know, and waste no time. Now, the first topic is something that, you know, we all deal with. No matter what stage in life you are, you kind of contemplate this before you jump into it, right? And it's called men commitment issues. Men always seem to, like, drag their foot before they decide to be committed in a situation. So the first question is, why do you believe it's the real fear in a man finding a dope woman and settling down? And, you know, we usually say ladies first because most of our guests are ladies. But, you know, we're going to let the Lord speak first, or the Lord's representative. The Lord's representative.
I got to take my shades off. I bought these shades to match my man Black Success, but I left a sticker on them because I got to take them back after
this is over. I do see the Gucci.
This Gucci sticker got to stay on because I put on my glasses so I can see. And, you know, the hat got to match the watch. You know, I'm here.
You see
here every day. The hat got to match the watch.
His congregation, you see where your tides are going?
Oh, man. No.
I'm just saying. That's where your tides are going.
You see the Cadillac pulled up.
You know, it's there, you know. But why do men have commitment issues? It's simple. Because men have daddy issues. And when I say daddy issues, I mean, if you never seen a good relationship with your mother and your father, how do you know how to have a good relationship? How do you know what to do, what a good relationship is, if you've never seen one? So the reason why we have commitment issues is because we've never seen it. Grandmama was single, mama single. You know, Uncle Mike come over, go in the room with mommy, and you don't see Uncle Mike again. And then it's Uncle Bob coming over, then Uncle Chris coming over. So why do men, it's simple answer. Because we never seen it. You don't know what you have if you've never seen how to do it.
I mean, I feel like that is a portion of it. Even men who grow up in, you know, mother and father homes still have that issue of settling down. Mm-hmm. You know, some people say it's not natural for a man to settle down. Mm-hmm. So, fellas, y'all chime in on that. Why do you think men fear?
I don't think men fear. Me, I grew up in a two-parent household. Just let's put that out there. But I don't think me growing up in that atmosphere make me fear the commitment aspect. I think it's more that you want to be very cautious. You know, you have two type of learners in life. And you have some people that learn through experience and some people that learn through observation. And I've watched people make some crazy mistakes. I watch people pick the wrong hand every time, red pill, blue pill. I watched them pick the wrong shit, and they couldn't do the matrix at the end to shake it off. You understand? So it's about being cautious. It's about being sure, and not just because you feel like it for the moment, but because you're going to feel like it for tomorrow and for next week and for next year and for next month. And that's a major thing. And I even wrote a status earlier about it. I said, on Easter Sunday, you see all the couples, and I'm watching all the couples today, and I'm watching just their facial expression. Everyone's facial expression is telling a different story. Some people are saying, I can't stand this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You understand? Some people are saying, I don't know how I went raw inside this bit. You understand? Mm-hmm. Some people are saying different shit. Some people are saying, like, why are we walking? Like, why don't we have a vehicle? You understand? So people have their own shit off of a rush judgment. You can't just jump into it. So you gotta be cautious what you want and make sure it's gonna be the longevity and not just for the moment.
So you're basically saying people fear making that wrong decision, so they people put do. Off committing.
People do. That's why people fear even chasing their dreams. That's why people chase their dreams late. People work 15 years and they say, I'm gonna quit my job and chase my real dream. What the fuck took you so long? You could have been did this. You understand? Yeah. So people are just scared. And you know, it's a difference between being scared and being cautious. I'm just cautious, and when you're cautious, it's less damage being done. That's all I'm gonna say.
What about you, Lai? Why do you feel men fear?
I'm gonna give a different answer. I'm gonna just say hoes.
You said hoes?
Yeah, hoes, man. It's true. It's like a dude can have a good girl, but still want to mess around the game because there's mad different chicks out. It's like
different flavors.
Yeah, it's, like you said, different cookie. Your word, one of your quotes. Yeah,
different kind of cookie.
So it's kind of scary to know that you're about to eat the same cookie for the rest of your life. Like, so I think some dudes have a fear of having that same cookie. Like you said, like if I have the same cookie, if I'm getting the macadamia offer, the chocolate chip, the double fudge, the Girl Scout, everything, all types of, you know what I mean?
Because some of them cookies got mold in it, motherfucker.
Some of them do.
And some of them is stale. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
It come down to like
different kind of bacteria on them cookies. Like, so never, cookies been sneezed on. Achoo,
the best analogy, like, I can always give for this situation is always like when Mitch was in the car and paid in full, he was talking about the game and the life. Some people just love the game. Like, yeah, you could have like a good girl, but all the hoes is still after you. Like, yo, if I leave the game, like, the hoes still love me.
What do you want out of life, though?
Yeah.
Yes,
the Bible says when a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing.
Uh-oh.
And obtain a favor from the Lord.
Mm-hmm,
so what
mm-hmm.
are you trying to get out of life? If you want, yeah. if you,
a
if
lot
you're
of people
trying to
know
get,
the Bible, you see? It,
well, that's what I'm here for. That's why I'm on Brown Holy Water.
He's bringing the holy to the water.
To the water. I was waiting to say that later.
Let's not say a lot of people don't know the Bible. People know, but people pick what portions of the Bible they want to follow.
Yeah. Jesus wept.
That's it. Like a lot of females pick the a man is supposed to pay all the bills, and they leave out the fact that their father's supposed to pay for the wedding. So it's like you can't
you pick and choose what part of the Bible works for you.
You can't pick and choose. Follow everything or follow nothing. You know what I mean?
But on a serious note, why do you feel, and this is to the whole table, that we're so lustful, right? Because when you have that good chick and she's holding it down, you know, you guys are taking care of each other's needs and stuff like that, we still out there chasing.
It's greed. At the end of the day, greed is in you. It's a human nature. It's like, you're always going to want more. You give you money, you're going to want more money. Even millionaires, they want to chase more money. So it comes down to greed and selfishness.
Well, again, the Bible says, I'm going to say that a lot for y'all, mm-hmm. There were three types of temptations. Lust of the eyes. What we talk about now? Lust mm-hmm. of the flesh and pride of life. What is money? Money is pride of life. And, you know, what does money bring you? It brings you the things that your flesh want. It brings you more brown holy water. It brings you not only you can have young sushi, but you can have young tuna. You can have
young salmon.
Young taco.
Young lasagna.
You can have young meatballs. You can have all different types. But again, what do you want out of life? What do you really want? Do you want that, or do you want happiness, true happiness?
Well, but you know what? Just because we're using the Bible, there was times in the biblical times where a man had more than one woman.
Absolutely.
Because he was able to support it. So from a biblical sense, if my money was long and I was able to support multiple females, would that still be okay?
Nah, player. Nah. That went out. And the reason why it went out.
See, Jesus been dead for a long time, right? So who made it go out? Because later on we're going to ask questions about outdated and updated uses of the Bible. But so you said that went out. Who determined that went out?
Well, Paul the Apostle, when he was setting up the church, he wrote to Timothy. And in Timothy he wrote that for a description of certain things, you had to be the husband of one wife. You had to be not given to alcohol, not a drunkard. That's what I'm just telling you what the Bible says, player.
You can be tipsy, not drunker.
And
that's Jesus' blood right there.
I don't know about that Jesus' blood, but it's something. That's the spirit.
That's my brown Jesus's blood right there. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, go ahead. I didn't
so mean it's just it's one of those things that. Think about the men in the Bible who had multiple wives. Look at Solomon. Solomon was the wisest man in the world, but he had 700 wives. And was it 300 wives, 700 concubines, or 700 wives and 300 concubines? And what happened to the empire after that? The empire was split in two because he couldn't control himself. So having one wife, being the husband of one wife, is control. You have to control yourself. And that's just the way it is.
Most men don't want more than one wife. They just want one wife and then some... side work, like having a good job, and then like, oh yeah, I picked up this little side hustle over here.
You know what I think too? It's also those that haven't really lived. You understand? Because a lot of dudes haven't really lived. There's a lot of dudes that they become, you know, officers and they become firefighters and they become EMT. All of a sudden, they're relevant because they got a good job. So all of a sudden, they're finally
so now they
getting,
popping, and now they got a different look.
They're finally getting to play the game that motherfuckers been playing since they were 13. Yeah, like, I lost my virginity when I was 13, bro. Like, bro, I've been doing 20 years of fucking. I'm a veteran at this point. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know how to put her to sleep. I know how to put me to sleep. So it's like.
Dang, what we you, heard. I mean,
it is what it is. You know what I mean?
It's like, we know it's your issue. We know your issue, little guy. We know your issue, young man.
That's okay, man.
We know your issue. Has been brought to you by Viagra.
He's working with me.
Viagra's been helping.
Some dudes have been deprived the time where you're supposed to have your fun and be a hoe. Yeah. You know what I mean? And be out there just running wild, running crazy.
Saying some people only as faithful as they option. I don't really agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
But in your case, that do. Because like you said, there's a lot of niggas who start late in the game.
Yeah.
And now the options is opening up. Like, oh, shit. Let me get some. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but I think, though, I hear what you're saying. But if the option that you chose to lock down fulfills all your needs, it might be flattering to get the attention and stuff like that. But you better know where home is. But let me move on to the second part of the question.
Hold on. Sorry. Before you move on. Mm-hmm. I mean... when you become a grown man, you start thinking risk to reward.
Risk versus reward.
That ratio is crazy. And I say that to say this. STDs, HIV, and herpes is not a game right now. And motherfuckers doing way too much inboxing, way too much meeting up. It's not cool. So it's like the risk is not worth the reward, geez.
A lot of young dudes throw their nuts to the wind.
So for grown men, for real grown men that got a lot more life to live, they're going to see the benefit of being cool. You understand? And for boys that's just living for the day, they gonna play. Like, however they going to play, they gonna risk it all.
When I was a child, I did childish things. But when I became a man, I put away those childish things.
I like I heard that quote.
That's one of my favorites.
Yes, sir.
That's in the Bible, sir.
Yes, sir. It's in the Bible.
You might want to read that. You want to read that a little bit.
All right, so let me move on. So the next portion of the men commitment issues is loyalty versus faithfulness. Is there a difference to men?
It shouldn't be.
Now, there's a difference.
Because
you could be faithful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're not really committed to the situation and stuff like that. You treat the person bad and stuff like that. You're just technically not cheating in all words and form. But loyalty means, like, no matter what y'all go through, it's always going to be solid. You're always going to treat that person but the way they should be treated.
When you're faithful to somebody, there's the aspect of being faithful is that you're faithful with their heart as well. You're faithful with their emotions. You're faithful with their feelings. Yeah. You're not just faithful in the sense that, oh, I'm not out there smashing Susie, who I know I could smash. You're
Susie
faithful.
Is a glove.
Man, Nick.
Okay, let's go with Gina. You're not this smashing Gina when you know you can, but you're faithful with her heart. You treat her heart with the same respect and care that she treats yours. I was just about to say the Bible says, La Biblia dice for my Spanish people. Mm. The Bible says that a man is to love his wife like Christ loved the church, and Christ died for the church. So how do you feel about the woman that you are faithful to? You have to love her enough to die for.
That's enough to back a lot of dudes down.
But nah, that's
a lot of dudes ain't dying.
So Lyle, you break it down to me. What do you feel?
Loyalty.
No, I'm saying because
Lyle can't break down nothing.
No.
Loyalty versus faithfulness. Because to me,
I'm saying
faithfulness
in this generation,
don't hold the same weight as loyalty to me.
Yeah, in this generation, I feel like
there is, it's becoming like a separation between the two. It's like, I know a lot of people that feel like just because they cheat don't mean they're not loyal to the person. Like you said, a person could cheat on you, but you know the drop of the dime, they'll help you out through any situation. Like, if you're struggling, they'll help you. You know what I'm saying? You need an ear, they'll listen. They'll drop whatever. Men and women. That's, in this generation, it's like, even though if you look up the definition, they two like synonyms of each other, mm-hmm. but we're separating the faithfulness from the loyalties. Like, I think people are being more loyal to the person than to their relationship of the person.
So from your definition of the two terms, right, what do you feel more holds more weight to you? Do you want your partner?
You want
of course
both.
You want your partner to be
both,
right? But what means more to you? The fact that your
but
partner
if she
is
was,
faithful?
If she was faithful to me and didn't do nothing, like, I couldn't count on her for anything, then you might as well be go sucking somebody's dick because I can't even rely on you if I really need you. You know what I'm saying? You're not loyal to me in the aspect. It's like, it's crazy to say, but like, I heard this before from like a old jail dude. Like, he got locked up. And this is his wife, he told me. He was married to this chick for like 7 years. He like, I took care of her, did everything for her. Like, I don't care what she do with her body. She ain't got to be faithful, but she got to remain loyal to me. He said, don't have me begging, don't have me doing nothing, nobody asking nobody for commissary, no nothing. Like, I've done so much for her. Even if she went out and stepped out, that's what she doing with herself. As long as she taking care of me, come to see me, you know what I'm saying, keep me company while I do this bit. Like, I respect her 100%. And that was like, I thought that was a good, like,
that's deep.
A good breakdown, like, because this is his wife. He
that's
said, I do with her. He was like, boy, I know everybody got needs and everything, and you know what I'm saying? She cheat on me, it's all good, but as long as I'm always got money in my account, and a phone,
and
when I call her,
sloppy,
she always want to answer.
Messy.
Yeah, I call her. Even she be in the movies with a nigga, and the nigga call her, she'll get out the movie and walk out. He said, don't matter. Every time I call her, she answer the phone. It's always money in my account. She's loyal to me 100%. He said, I can't be mad at nothing else she do.
But she's not loyal to him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But
I
that
feel
lifestyle
like, but,
forced it to work.
I mean, if he's incarcerated, then cool. But my thing is this. To say loyal and faithfulness is two different things. It's like saying I'm starving and I can eat. Like, you know, it's the same shit. Like, it go hand in hand. Like, it can't. You can
eat and not be hungry.
But it's the same shit, bro. You can't do one without the other.
True.
To me,
so
you can't.
It should be together. It should be
together.
How you
gonna be loyal and you're not faithful? That don't make sense, bro. How you gonna be loyal and you're not faithful? How? That don't make sense. What if your girl said, "No, I'm loyal to you. I love you. I'm just not faithful." You gonna slap the shit out of her? That don't make sense, bro. That's not a good excuse. And if she flip it the other way, oh no, I'm faithful, I'm just not loyal. That sound like you telling my motherfucking dirty secrets to fucking other people. Either or doesn't make sense. It goes together. Peanut butter and jelly. That's it. It goes together. You can't you cannot separate them. That's what I'm saying.
I hear where you're coming from, but to be honest with you, a lot of the dudes I know is loyal to their woman, but they just not faithful.
Then they're not loyal. Because Loyalty is deep. Look at the 12 disciples. Judas was neither loyal nor faithful because he had the money. Jude, let me tell y'all something about Jesus. Jesus had money. Let's be clear about that.
Jesus wasn't broke?
Jesus was not broke. Jesus was not poor. Think about it like this. Where's your accountant at?
My accountant.
Where's your accountant at?
Probably at on Easter brunch.
Right. Look, now. His accountant walked with him every place he went. So his accountant was also stealing from him. His accountant also was the one who sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. So he was neither loyal nor faithful. Now John, on the other hand, the disciple that Jesus loved, when he was on the cross, he said, "Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother." And he gave his mother over to somebody who was loyal and faithful to him. So, I mean, you know, you can't have one without the other.
Absolutely.
You can't have one without the other. They're together.
But do you feel like this generation is definitely separating the two?
I don't think
that. Like how Marv just said, like a lot of people be loyal to their girl, but not, or the girl be loyal to the person, but just not faithful all the time.
I think that if you're not loyal, you're not faithful. If you're not faithful, you're not loyal.
Facts.
It's simple.
Facts. Good job, man.
Nah, it's.
Let's go, Chip!
I'm going to move on, but I do feel there's a difference, right? So the next topic is gold diggers.
Oh,
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with
no broke nigga.
Exactly. So what are the signs of being a gold digger? And have you ever dealt with a woman that is one?
Let's start off. Some of the signs of gold digger. A female that's always, before they trying to get to know you, they're asking, yo, what do you drive? Where you live? What do you work at? How much you make? What's your credit score? Like, more, everything got to be based off numbers for her to talk to you. That's definitely one of the signs. Is like, that's a red flag. Like, whoa, why does chick keep asking me, or what I got in the bank, or what I drive, or who I be around, what I could do. Anybody who's trying to wonder, when you meeting them, what you could, what they could, what you could do for them.
For them, yeah, I was gonna say.
You know what
that.
I'm saying, but without getting to know you personally, that's definitely one of the signs of being a gold digger. Have I personally dealt with a gold digger? I'm broke, so. Can't nobody even
But
get
you shining. Even Ray Charles can see that you shining over there.
You can't get a penny out of me, man. I'm tight, man. I'm tighter like fucking frog's ass, man.
What about you, Mr. Black Success? What are the signs of a gold digger, and have you ever dealt with one?
I feel like a gold digger is anyone that'll give you limitations to get to know them. And what I mean is, if they're saying, I don't do chain restaurants, I don't do Starbucks on the first date, I don't do walks in the park, that's cheap, I don't do... How you gonna give me limitations to get to know you? Getting to know you is the free thing.
Yeah.
That's free. I never knew it was a cost. You can't go to the store and pay for get to know you. You can't do that. That's not on the shelf. Mm-hmm. So it's like, whenever people give you limitations, it's like they're basically asking you to pay for their time. In order to get some of my time, on a Friday night, Saturday night, or whatever day of the week it is, you know, we have to be going to this place, or we have to be going to that place. We have to be doing this activity or this activity. It got to be something interesting enough to where I want to give you my time. That's not a good trade-off. That is gold digger tendencies. Another sign is anyone that try to like, sometimes people like to do the reverse psychology type of thing, and they would like to try to tell you what all these fake exes have done for them, or what they're supposedly used to.
They tell you how valuable they are. Right.
Usually it's not how they're living, but it's based on how other people used to treat them.
Yeah.
But they're not around anymore to treat them like that. Yeah. So you should pipe down. You went to Disney World for one weekend, then you came back to your hood. Like, you know what I mean?
That's the old chick who used to have it sometimes. You know what I mean?
Stop trying to sell me on that. You understand? One has nothing to do with the other. But have I ever dealt with a gold digger? I dealt with some females that try to reach. You know what I mean? They didn't get anywhere because I'm not. It's not that I feel like I'm too good, but my nigga, I'm just as valuable, motherfucker. I went to school. I finished. I'm lit. I'm paying for your time for. I feel just as good as myself. One thing I don't have is a motherfucking confident problem. I don't got a confident problem.
Clearly.
At the end, I'm like, bitch, you should be paying for my time too.
What my name Joe Blow, the love of men.
You be paying me, Jimmy Early, motherfucker. So it's like this shit is crazy, and I feel like a lot of times, women try to downplay men. Now, I'm going to tell you what's going on now. This is like modern day fucking modern day brainwash.
Yeah.
Women are on social media all day downplaying what's a man, what's not a man. But what they're really saying is, this is who I want to contact me. That's what they're really saying. Flush away if you're not this. Flush away if you're not that.
But that's the fake it till you make it, right? If you fake that bad and bougie, and this is my only thing.
But my thing is this: if you've been faking it for 10 years and you still haven't made it, who you really fooling?
You just alone.
Ravis on you, bro.
He drops the mic.
It's the building. Let's go, champ.
Let's go, champ.
Take us home, baby.
Gold diggers. I mean, it's a simple. Gold diggers are simple
because they have to be groupies.
Tell us what the Bible said about gold diggers.
No, because there's certain women who.
What
do
you say about these hoes?
They see that pastors are out there getting it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tax situations is better than other people. You know,
as a fact,
so they start doing the calculations. They start doing the calculations and like, yo, he might be getting to it. So, you know, have you been approached that way?
I mean,
and what are the signs?
Listen, let me explain something to you.
Okay.
Don't let the collar fool you. I'm a handsome brother.
Okay.
So, you know, they on me. I got to get off. Back, get behind me, Satan.
Sister James, get off me, Sister James.
Pipe down.
But God bless me. God bless me with a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. And I am faithful and I am loyal. But the gold diggers, they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at the cars. They're looking at where we're going. They're looking at her pictures. It goes down in the DM.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you gotta ignore that. You gotta be able to do the Deion Sanders around all that. Okay. So I mean, what do they look like? They look like wolves if you really look at them. Mm-hmm. They look in their lips. They staring. They got their shoulders. They neck is low, just like a wolf ready to pounce. You just gotta bear. You gotta see the signs. Mm. You gotta see the signs.
Me as a big dude, you know. Females always felt like, you know what, he got to pay like his way. So a lot of females will sometimes come at me. That's a lot of pay. That's true. But a lot of females will come at me thinking like, yo, he going to have to come out of his pocket to show me that kind of time. But I appreciate, not that I appreciate a gold digger, but I love when a woman's intentions are shown up front. Because absolutely. Then it makes me not waste a lot of time. So.
And those are the ones you got to video record and gang bang. Those are the ones here you get we on go tape. No, get pictures we here up. At Brown Hole Water do ones. Not endorse gangbang. Yo, right?
Yo, it's Easter Sunday. Gold digger had about. Listen, a gold digger has a price tag. Take a little $200 for a gangbang. Anything for some money.
A gold digger has a price tag.
That's a fact.
Think about that. Yeah. Think about. Listen, I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say, but listen, anybody with a price tag is a dangerous motherfucker.
Yeah.
Anybody with a price tag to do something they wouldn't do morally is
true.
A dangerous motherfucker.
Your moral should be higher than fucking.
So at the end of the day, it what I don't understand with a lot of females is they look at somebody like Fabulous and Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. They say, "Oh my God, I would suck his dick. I would do this. I would do that.
For
I would.
Free.
He could do all that for free.
Fuck me for free.
But for some reason,
I always think about that.
For some reason, I got to take you to Betty
exactly.
Honest. I have to take you to the club.
Slug you out in the back of the tour bus, but I got to take you to.
I got to go do all this other shit. This shit don't make no sense. And then it's like they describe all the motherfuckers that they not pregnant by. You understand? The same dude that they saying they don't want is who got them pregnant. So I'm a little confused. Your baby daddy was good enough. Yeah. You had his baby. You held it for 9 months. You knew he wasn't shit. You knew he slept on a fucking futon. How the fuck were you confused?
I slept in the storage unit. Yeah, like that was his address.
How the fuck were you confused? Yeah. You knew he had two pair of sneakers. You knew
she
shared clothes.
She leveled up.
You understand?
I was messing
don't
my
be no gold digger now.
Yeah.
Nah, don't be no gold digger.
I always hate like if the other dude was good enough. I'm good enough too. Don't change
say
the game
bitch,
on me.
Man. You know, it's all right. The Reverend said it's okay.
It's Easter Sunday. I'm trying to be a
little
light.
What's my favorite word?
So let me move on, right? And this is the other side of the gold digger equation, right? Mm-hmm. And we always hear this old term. It ain't called tricking if you got it, right? So do you believe in the old pimp saying, it ain't tricking if you got it? I believe there's a thin line between spending money and having a good time because you can do it. Or doing it on, and if that's the only way you can get the person. But let the Reverend speak first.
Oh, man. It ain't tricking if you got it.
Because I know that tides be long. You don't sometimes make a ring with the tides.
Just don't get taxed. They don't get taxed.
Not never.
You don't get taxed.
That's a term. I like. I use that term from time to time.
Oh!
I actually used it on the Brown Holy Water podcast before.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
It ain't. I said it ain't tricking because I got it. And okay. I said it in a joking way, but you know what I'm saying? I'm a borrow from my man Black Success. I'm not a big Applebee's fan, but you know if I want to go to a restaurant that costs that the water is $12 for a glass of water.
Pellegrini.
That's where I'm going. I'm drinking. Yeah. I'm drinking Pellegrini. I'm drinking Pellegrini. You know, if I'm going to a spot where if I'm going to a spot where you know what I'm saying they got the white gloves on and there's a maitre d' in the bathroom. All his only job is to wipe down the pee I leave on the front of the urinal. I'm going there because I want to go there. I'm not going there to impress you. Yeah. You coming with me.
And that's
so
a crazy
down
job.
For the, you down for the you ain't tricking if you got it, Pat. What's
absolutely. If I have it and I want to go, we go. Here you go.
Yeah,
Burger King.
Ready? Yeah, Burger King. You know I work hard. Flip the burgers.
What about you, like, what do you feel about it?
It is tricking even if you got it. Like Fab said, though, it ain't tricking if you got her. If you got her and it's your girl, I'll spoil my chick a million times over. I make sure whatever she asks for, she get. I don't care. But if you ain't my girl and you kind of like demanding stuff and like, I want to hear, I want to get this. Nah, you can't get shit
worth
from
it.
Me.
You
that's why I said you got
it.
Her. If that's your
it
girl.
It don't even have to be your girl.
Nigga, that's
but
my
you
girl.
You got to be worth it.
How is she your girl if she ain't worth it?
Now I'm just saying because sometimes someone's not at your girl level yet.
I said if you were my girl, if I got you and I'm claiming you good in my book. You asked me for something because clearly I didn't put you through all the steps and the, you know, walk across hot coals and all that shit to be my girl. It take a lot to be my motherfucker.
Guys, but you make shoot it, in the back,
yeah,
shoot in the
you
butt.
Can get anything, you get whatever you want, as long as you, like I said, you down for me, you doing good for you, are you all the way down for me? I'll spend whatever on you if I got it. It's reasonable. But if you ain't my girl, nothing like that, I'm not going crazy on you. I don't care if I even I like crazy good restaurants. We'll go to motherfucking Starbucks that day. We'll be at BBQ eating the mutant wings and drinking drinks. If you ain't my girl, because we're going to chill. Until I get to know you, because you could be somebody trying to line.
Ain't no problem with that.
Nah, you could be somebody trying to line you up.
It's not chicken. It's not chicken.
If she your girl, it's not tricking. But if she not your girl and you just keep going on dates to these crazy expensive places, brother, she playing you for a free meal because she ain't got no food in her fridge. Like Black say, her fridge got baking soda. It got baking soda.
I got baking soda. Oh, got baking soda.
Don't be taking these broke pretty girls or everywhere, and they ain't giving you nothing. But just it's, pussy. That shit come everywhere. Trust me, pussy come everywhere.
It's a lot of different. It's a lot of different angles to look at it at, and the angle I want to take with this one is that it's one thing when you lie to yourself. No, it's one thing when you lie to other people. It's another thing when you lie to yourself. And the whole thing where it ain't tricking if you got it, that's a myth. You know what I mean? That's a myth based off of trying to brainwash you to think that you should be spending this obnoxious amount of money for someone that you're trying to get to know. Well, if you're trying to get to know, you're a free agent. What if you're trying to get to know five or six people at the same time? If you could, you know, bring it down to three and then bring it down to two and then finally pick one.
Before you make that selection of who's final. At the end of the day.
Listen, time out. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
The average female, let's say Bernice. Bernice and Marv is trying to talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bernice is going to put Marv through hell and hot water before he get vagina. Believe me. You're going to go through motherfucking school. We talking about elementary, junior high.
Take that trip.
And that's okay. But it might be 2 years. Listen. But it might be 2 years.
Yeah.
It might be 2 years. And that's okay. It might be well worth it. You might get in there and die. And feel good. Be in a funeral smiling. Only motherfucker smiling in this casket. Yeah. You know, because you got some Bernice pussy. I totally understand. But what I'm saying is this. The same trials and tribulations that she's going to put you through. You have to put her through when it comes to your spending.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to your spending, she got to earn that.
Yeah.
If you just start spending recklessly on day one, what is she earning?
Yeah.
What does she get?
I agree with you.
She got to earn that. So if you agree with me, then what I'm saying is, hey, you got to start off at Starbucks. Because I'm funny, motherfucker. It don't matter where we go.
Pay these jokes conversation. That's it.
These jokes will make you laugh while you drinking latte or you drinking Patron margarita. You hear me?
$9 player. That's
what I'm saying.
$9. $9 is better than $19.
And then from Starbucks, we could graduate to Fridays.
We could grow into something.
And then from Fridays, we could graduate to, it's steps, bro.
See, I agree with both of y'all, but the difference is, it don't have even to necessarily to be wifey. 100% get me to spend that time, stuff like that, but you got to be worth the investment.
So then what's the difference? My thing is this. People because be doing, no. Listen, people be doing too much shit for somebody that don't have that title. Now, if a regular chick is going to get you to lick her toes, lick her ass, spend your money, introduce her to mama, put her in your car, co-sign her to go fucking get a car, then what are you holding for wifey?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
What are you holding for wifey? If you're doing all that for a regular chick that you ain't even give a title to, what are you holding for wifey? You done licked the toes, ate the ass, took a shopping, gave her a credit card, you done co-signed her fucking car. Why would she even date you?
You said something that was key, though. Sometimes before you settle down, you're dating five or six quality people. Before you do an elimination, you might spend a little between the five and six. It's not that they're asking you to do
quality.
It.
Some just have nice titties. Some have fat ass.
Everybody goes through a different selection process. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to move on. And the last question on this Gold Digger topic is...
Before it's all said and done... The reverend don't eat his wife's ass. What type of shit is that?
We'll get to that.
You gotta have the whole body for marriage. Anything she asks you,
you gotta
love
her mind, body.
Yeah, we get to the next time.
Mind, body, and everything.
Yeah, you gotta eat
rooted
that.
Rooted to the tutor.
From the rooted to the tutor.
Oh,
like that.
No,
okay.
No good. So,
don't let Brother Johnson get up in there.
Brother Johnson nasty dude. He looking too.
Had the deacon all up in your joint.
The deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones been looking at your wife like that.
When she be sending a text, I see him. I be watching him. I've been watching them. I got the red dot for them too.
So the last question is you know, it's another different perspective of the whole gold digger situation, right? Because we always respect the hustler in the hood, right? We, for some reason, if someone says, "I'm hustling, I'm a hustler," we kind of give them respect, even if we don't necessarily agree with their means to it. And I bring that in to say, should being a gold digger, sorry, my phone cut off. Should being a gold digger be respected as a legit hustle in this generation?
Never. Never.
Only if you're on Backpage.
Never.
See, if you're on Backpage, you're a prostitute, and that's okay.
Dead.
But what I'm saying is, if you're a prostitute, then you're saying you have a price. Then it's not a secret that you're a gold digger. But don't pretend to be a good chick trying to find a good man that's going to be there for little Dante. And then you find a little good man, but he make $20,000. And all of a sudden, he ain't worth your time, or something about him that just ain't clicking with you. No, he would be there for your kid.
I have to disagree.
Why? What's up?
Because... fuck it, I'm just going to disagree. Listen. Listen, it's suckers in the world. And some of these suckers deserve to get got. This is a natural cycle in the world. So if a nigga offering, because some niggas come to a girl and offer their money before they offer their personality. Who is she not to take their money? Or who is he not to take her money? Niggas be like, yo, I make 150,000, 160,000. I can buy you this, buy you that. All right, nigga, buy me that. Don't mean I can give you some pussy. Chick, if you could get money out of a nigga, get it. Fuck it. Bring me some sneakers. I wear size 11, y'all.
If you're offering, come bring. If you're offering, that's not making it's that's not
but
a
that's
gold
how
digger.
That's how gold diggers start. Niggas, instead of coming with their personality and looks, they tell you, yo, I could buy this for you. I could take you on a trip. No game. They took finances. So listen, do it for me. Buy me that truck. Take me on this trip. Do that. Don't mean I gotta fuck you. I respect the girl who do shit like that. I don't care.
But I don't say that's gold digger.
Or dude.
Like I said earlier, gold digger, she's the wolf. She's looking for you. If you come to her with your pockets open, you come to her dropping ATM receipts, then that's different. Then you're, as you say,
gold digger though. You tricking, but you still could be a gold digger, but you're not you're making it easy for her.
You sought her out.
No, what if she went to him? And they ain't like, oh, I got that. Don't worry about that, baby. I'll buy that.
I don't know, dude. And my circle's too tight for a dude like that.
Don't lie, because we know a whole bunch of dudes. Like, we know everybody like that. Mean, these niggas out here be spending, because they got money, they spend it and make it seem like that's game. That's not game.
So bring it back in, are we saying we respect gold digging as being a legit
hustler? I respect
no.
it. He don't. I respect it. We all different. That's the beauty of brown holy water.
To me, that's part of the game. Like, you have to understand the game is like that. You know, like you said, there's wolves out here. There's sheep out there and stuff like that. You got to know. If a woman can successfully be a gold digger, I don't like it, but I respect that's her hustle.
I respect just it like only if you put it out there. But if you're trying to disguise yourself like a regular 9-to-5, regular civilian, just looking for an honest man that's going to do good by you and your kids or you and your situation because of what you've been through because you're scorned and you're hurt, but you're really looking for a scammer, that's fucked up. Tell him that you're looking for a scammer. Tell him that his little bi-weekly check is not enough. You understand? You shouldn't have him thinking that you're just looking for a good guy. Say, yeah, I'm looking for a good guy that also scams on the side. That's not going to get caught for the next 3 years. Say that.
Yeah.
Don't keep it a secret. Don't have me thinking that all I got to be is a nice guy. You understand? And that's where a lot of people get it fucked up. People think that's all they got to be is a nice guy, that they never get the girl that they want. Nigga, she was lying.
Yeah.
She won a couple of dollars with it, too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think there's a difference between women who have ambition and women who are gold diggers. I respect the ambition, but the gold digging is kind of whack. So I'm going to move on to the wild card topic, the wild card portion of the story, right?
And, let's go, champ!
Let's go, champ!
And you know what? I was thinking, because you being our guest, I kind of made the wild card situation where it's just like, I want it to be an open-ended question that everybody can answer and speak about, right? So remember earlier I was saying about like outdated uses of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so my wild card question is abstaining from premarital sex an outdated use of the Bible? To me, I think it is, because I don't know anyone. There's one person in my life who I think is abstaining from sex before they get married. But of all the people I've known, I don't know anyone who didn't have sex before they got married. I'm talking about everybody I know. So is that an outdated use of a Bible principle? You know,
first of all,
abstaining from premarital sex.
First of all, no, it's you had to ask the question. Did you have sex with your wife before you got married?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Then it's outdated.
No.
It's clearly outdated.
No, that don't make it outdated.
I guess. Oh, because
that doesn't make it outdated. Because when you're living a life in sin, since we're talking about the Bible, I got to get biblical. Mm-hmm. When you're living a life of sin,
save it.
You do sinful things. Mm-hmm. But when me and my wife came together and we said that we love God, and we're going to get married, we did not have sex. And you talk about something that was hard. I was in there harder than Chinese arithmetic, rubbing up on the leg, and it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And some days she was humping at my leg, and it didn't work.
Okay, so you before you and your wife got married, you was already walking with Christ, or you already had chosen that lifestyle?
Yes and no. Okay. I was and I was like an alcoholic. I would go to AA meetings for a while, mm-hmm. and then I would go back to the bottle. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to find my way in and out of the church.
Secular, non-secular. Yes, kind of world.
I was in and out. But I know people that abstain from sex before marriage. They got beautiful marriages. I'm not talking about they was 18 and 17. They was 25 and 26. Never had sex before they got married. And they only know the one person. The only person they know sexually. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing. I hope it wasn't. It's not my story.
That's not a beautiful thing. Cause it is. He or she going to start cheating anyway.
Why?
It's because you need be
more
that
bodies.
Itch.
You need more bodies.
Itch? Listen,
if you only had ramen noodles
your whole life, you always going to wonder what other food tastes like.
But if it's the best, if ramen noodles taste the best to you in the world, why would you need to eat anything else?
Because somebody introduced you to Thai. Nah, you ever seen Thai noodles?
You ever seen the movie
General Toast?
That's not true. For everybody, it's
some beef lo mein.
For some people, man, it's more like, dog, sometimes you think about other food, but you don't want the other food just because risk to reward, man. It's just not worth it. It's not worth losing your ramen noodle. It's just not worth losing it. Yeah.
So after you say that, I wanted to get back to the wild card question.
Gotcha.
Do you think abstaining from premarital sex is an old school thing?
No.
I don't think nowadays.
It is.
You know, I find it, you know, let me say this. Now, if you're a virgin.
Some people still love Jesus.
If you're a virgin, cool. Do your thing. You understand? But don't go celibate on me. Don't let Dante and Ray Ray fuck and then stop me from fucking.
I hate that.
I friends gotta on fuck
mall.
Too.
Yeah,
friends
no, no, no.
Yeah, don't start the bullshit.
Don't give me flashbacks. Don't give me flashbacks.
I'm
gonna have to put my hat on for this topic.
At least let me hit twice. Let me know what Ray Ray and what's her name missed out on. You understand? Don't change the rules on me.
It just matched the watch, baby. It just matched the watch.
Come on, no.
And I had a chick do that shit once. I ain't gonna lie. I had to start that shit right on me. Like I'm celibate now. Bitch went to CCC.
I need the jump off version of you. I don't
we broke all that shit down.
CCC in Brooklyn?
Yeah, we broke all that shit down. Bloop, 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 bloop. Broke all that shit down. A couple of neck moves and all that. It was lit. Man.
So that rule is outdated to you?
Yeah, that's a dub. Because she already was fucking. Yeah.
Do
fuck
you really
got
to ask me, man?
I know I didn't got to ask you, but I still want to hear your opinion. I still want to hear your opinion.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right? Because guess what? You have a beautiful young daughter.
Oh, man, come on, Mario.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen. I know my daughter. She got nice lips. She
come on, man. What is
she already wearing? I seen it today. She already got a video wearing heels. She gonna be ready. I have to be dotting and bobbing. She probably got her daddy sex drive.
Oh, she'll be out. Man.
But it's all good, though, man. As long as she picked the right dude. I think that is outdated. I don't think nobody could possibly get married to somebody who didn't have sex with them.
Because
it's like, why would you go all in if you never, especially if you never even seen the sexual organs? Like, how could a girl marry me if she never even seen my penis or nothing?
Yeah.
Like I said, I could have had a baby Huey and all that. Exactly. I could be lasting 2 seconds and all that. You going to marry me and think you're going to be happy with me? No, you're not going to be happy. Robin Tepfer, looking at my wife.
There is something deeper than just sex.
It is. It's a spiritual
There's
connection,
different
and I get
than
it.
Sex.
But listen,
deeper.
I get that, but also the physical is a part. Of a good relationship.
Of the connection
learn
as
each
well.
Other. You can learn each other.
You can learn it, but some things you can't learn. Some dudes.
And you
want to
know if
you
got to know if a pussy stink. You have to know that.
Mm. That's a fact.
Especially when she have a fucking
it might
period.
Be a, it might not even
when
stink.
When she have a period.
It might be a smell
if
you can't even take.
There, G-Y-N that at. You
it might
take
be a smell you can't even take.
Yeah,
I remember a girl, she pee and smell like fucking like 40 ounces. Because
if this smell is over here, there's a problem.
And not only that, just think about it, right? The two major decisions we make in life is to get married and to get a mortgage, right? Or to to buy a house, make a mortgage, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You at least get to check out the house, got someone to come inspect the house and stuff like that before you
make
that.
Yeah, I'm not going to make a big lifetime purchase without even test drive, like exactly. doing something. Like, what type of time is that? It's some girls right now going to the bathroom, pissing, and spraying Lysol after. And I'm supposed to be okay with that?
See, that's why I think the rule, because think about it, you see how much marriages, relationships end in divorce mm-hmm. so high frequently now. If we were still sticking to the rule where we didn't test out before we got married,
but then,
I think the divorce rate would be like 95%.
But those relationships aren't ending because of sex. Those relationships are mostly ending
even
because
more ending.
If those relationships are mostly ending because they didn't live with each other, so they didn't know each other's flaws. They didn't
so
know
it's
like
good to live
they
with
didn't know
your woman. Before
you gotta
you get
live
married?
With her before you get married.
At least
she
6 months.
How you feel about that, Rev?
At least 6 months.
She gotta be
no.
There.
You gotta know. Agree with Black. I'm
checking you going to
you
hell.
No, it don't mean we have sex because I live with you.
You going to hell?
Don't mean we have sex.
Listen, you got no odors.
That's what bothers me about
her
fucking go to hell thing. Listen, they did that shit. They did that shit. And then when now that they change,
you gotta
know
every sin has a future. Every sin has a past.
You gotta know her odors. Uh-huh. You gotta know the shit that she don't like to do. Uh-huh. You gotta know the way she cook, what she do in the crib, her little noises. You gotta know what pisses you, what you can live with. You gotta know if she snores. Some chicks snore harder than dudes.
Snore like a motherfucker.
And they work at the desk. They type all day. And let's figure this shit out.
That's you doing a hiding.
And I gotta watch you take a shit. I gotta watch. Sometimes I walked in on my girl taking a shit. I was so proud.
Me too.
This shit was different. I ain't gonna tell you what she was doing.
You got to. You gotta get head while she taking the shit.
Never will.
Did you know when you levitate your feet, when your feet go up, it's easier for you to take a shit.
Yeah, that is the most. That's supposed to be the most proper way to do it. Not everybody knows that, but that's one.
Fellas, walking on your girl taking a shit and piss. Pull your dick out. Get some head.
When
she don't do it, she ain't there for you.
And listen, no lie, the bathroom ain't stink. So you gotta know what you're
saying. Nah, she don't
eat rice. I don't trust a woman.
She don't eat rice.
Who shit don't stink, man. You gotta check that out, man.
She don't eat rice.
I'm
eating nothing else but rice.
It wasn't as bad as mine.
Water
and
rice.
Alright, so but
she's in Pelican Bay.
You know what?
Black as a perv.
We're gonna move on, right? We're gonna move on to the last question.
It's the last question already?
Yeah, but it's so open-ended to give us a lot of time to do things, right? And the last question is, ask the Rev.
Oh.
Which leaves us So right now, if you Facebook Live and please, you know, comment some questions you want us to ask, right?
Let's go, champ.
So this, now, you just said that, you know, you said something about going to hell. Yeah, and I'm just like, that's the thing that bothers me, right? Because a lot of these pastors or spiritual leaders, they had their own past. And then they found Jesus, and all of a sudden, people doing the same things that they used to do are going to hell, right? So, topic is Ask the Rev, right? So, fellas, I'm going to start with you, Mr. Black Success. What is the question you want to ask the Rev? Ask Rahman as a Rev, not as a person.
Rahman.
What I want to know based off what you just said, if my girl living with me before marriage is sending me to hell, then where do all them pastors go to be touching little boys?
Hell. Mm. Hell.
No, but which hell? It can't be the same hell.
Is we there levels to the hell?
It got to be level. What level they go to?
I joke around when I say you're going to hell because I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. However, I know that if I live with my woman before marriage, and it's not going to be we're not going to be praying together every night. It's going to be somebody on their knees, but I don't know if it's going to be both of us at the same time.
I said,
I'll be honest with you. You want me to be honest?
Honest. That's Brad Holy Water talk, baby.
I feel like, you know, we put levels on sin. Mm-hmm. Like, the Bible did not say there'll be no child molester. They didn't say there'll be no rapist. It didn't say there won't be no mass murderer. But it did say there will be no liar can stand in his sight. No thief, no backbiter, no gossiper. These are the things that we think are so small. Or those gonna send us to hell. But Hitler, had he repented before he died, could go to heaven. I see dudes that got 30 years for raping little kids. And if they repent, they can go to heaven. Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him, that's anybody. It's open to anybody. If that helps answer your question.
Yes, it does. That's
I have
great.
A question, and this is something probably a lot of people struggle with, right? Can you love Christ and still love to fuck? Real talk, right? Because you know, spiritual people
and premarital sex.
You know, spiritual people always make it seem like, oh, I abstain from premarital sex. I abstain the lust of the flesh.
Kurt
Can
Franklin.
Can you be completely committed to Jesus and love, but you
masturbate
still
is a sin?
Kurt Franklin went to Oprah and he cried. He was crying. And she was like, why are you crying? He said, because I'm addicted to sex. He was fucking all them people. Remember the story? Stomp?
Yo, I got a story about
Stomp. He was fucking all of them.
Wait, I got a story about Stomp. Don't take my story. Don't take my story.
Kurt Franklin fucked all of them.
The people that want to ask you a question.
The question is,
can you love Christ and still love to fuck?
Are you talking about premarital sex?
Premarital sex, yes.
Well, can you love Christ? The Bible says that they obey my commandments. He commanded us to abstain. He also told us that it's better to marry than to burn with lust and desire. So, how bad do you want to go to heaven? If you can't find anybody in all the sex you're having to say, you know what? I want to be committed to Christ, but I also want to be committed to you. And then he said, us to come together, he said that the marriage bed is undefiled. So all that stuff you want to do, I'll just leave it at stuff.
But I got to run through the lust before I find that one that I want to become committed to.
No, you don't. No.
I had a question.
That's outdated, dude. Go ahead.
How do you feel about openly gay people in your church?
Oh, here we go.
That's a good one.
I feel exactly as what the Bible says. I feel like how God feels.
What is that?
Straight like
know.
That.
I don't know the Bible, so explain to me.
Yeah.
How do you feel about open? Listen,
break it down for us.
You at the men's meeting. This guy's at the men's meeting. He's a good guy. He's doing everything. He's a real good brother. He just has his
one
man
of the most
there.
Active
he's
person in the church.
Okay. And also, the second part of my question is, because I know you do weddings and everything, would you marry a gay couple? So, two-part question. How do you feel about the gay people, openly gay people in your church, and would you marry a gay couple?
Can I answer the second part first?
Yes. Do your thing, brother.
Okay, I was offered $10,000 to marry two men, and I turned it down. That's the true story. $10,000 in cash. And they didn't really want a wedding. All they wanted to do was use my number that's on your license. Yeah. They wanted to use that and for me to sign. I turned it down. And
that's commitment. Why? Because people wouldn't even have known.
Because it goes against my beliefs.
All right, let's go.
And I believe that when God created man, he created man and woman for a purpose. He told them to procreate
and make the world
and make the,
many
and make the, and do the world. So Adam and Steve can't do that. True. So if we have openly gay people that come in the congregation and sit, we don't tell them to get the hell out. We're going to hell. We don't do that.
How you feel about
we don't
that.
Do that. No, but see, I love them just like I love you. I love them, and we embrace them, and you know, if
you
given the opportunity
to
impart God, Christ in their life, that's what we do. We don't all that holding up signs, God hates faggots, and standing outside abortion clinics and blowing them up. We don't do that. That's people without
leave the abortion clinics alone.
That's people without understanding who does that.
I'm
sure he does support. He got a lot of bodies in abortion clinics right now. I got a lot of bodies that we don't know about.
All abortion clinics don't matter.
So, Black, do you have a question? Because it's gonna be round robin. We still have.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go, champ. I ain't even sweating yet, champ. Y'all, I'm putting my hat back on. Y'all low on the questions.
So, question, right? So, how would you feel if a family member of yours was a part of the LGBTQ community?
I haven't. I have family members that are gay. Mm-hmm. Now, I've asked the question: What if you had a son and he was gay? If I had a son, he was gay, I would love him the same. I just the same way I would treat my daughter, who I hope to grow up straight. You're not having no boys gonna be sitting up on my couch. It's like ain't no girls gonna be sitting on my couch. You ain't gonna be in a room with no door closed.
If
that's
he
not
was
what
straight,
I do.
You wouldn't mind him.
I wouldn't mind. See, I wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't mind if he was a straight man. He got my friends coming over for some video games. But now you know your son is gay, so you not gonna let the door close now?
No, I wouldn't let the door close.
If he was straight?
If he was straight. If it was two boys, you know why? One, that's my house and I paid a mortgage on it.
Okay.
And two, it's because, you know, what's going on in that room? What if let's smoke some weed. Let's you know what I'm saying? Let's get drunk. It's all types of things that could be done. Let's, you know what I'm saying? They could be shooting that. You never know. He could be sniffing coke. You know, I don't know this boy, but I trust and believe that my kid is gonna do the right thing, but I don't know. So I would treat him the same way I would treat a straight kid.
Okay.
with love, support, and a stern hand.
So, my question. Did you get your question answered?
Yeah, I want to. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So my question is, like, because I always hear the argument that, you know, God put man and woman on this earth to procreate and make fill the world and make it many and stuff like that. What about couples who, you know, don't have any children and stuff like that? I feel like that goes against the whole. Some people are made to procreate, some people aren't. So why do we just necessarily condemn people who this is how their heart is? Like, you know, I always hear the argument that gay people is like, I didn't choose to be gay. This isn't a choice that I made. This is how I naturally feel. And okay. It's just loving someone of the same sex. It's not being malicious. It's not hurting anyone. So why is it so much that, you know, we feel like we're in a position to condemn people, especially people of the cloth?
Well, I don't feel like I'm in a position to condemn anybody. Like I said earlier, no heaven or hell to put nobody in. However, comma, why is it that homosexuality, and we're getting a little deep, people, why is that homosexuality is force fed down our throats? You turn on ABC, you mm-hmm. see two men, and they tongue kissing.
I think that's a misconception.
It's the truth, Marv.
I'm going to answer your question. I don't mean to interrupt you, but go ahead.
The first male female sex act where some skin was exposed on regular TV was 1997. It was on a cop show. I believe the name was Rookie Blue.
NYPD Blue.
Yeah. That was the very first one. Now every single look at ABC.
Every show. I can't do it.
SpongeBob. Look at SpongeBob. They got them overtly gay things. SpongeBob. It's been shoved down our throats. But if I come out and say I don't agree with homosexuality, I'm gay bashing. Mm-hmm. If why do an athlete gotta come out and say I'm gay? What nobody came out and said they're straight.
That was wrong. That's why you're not in the NFL.
Nobody come out and said they're straight. It's a cycle mm-hmm. because guess what? When the man of perdition, when the Antichrist reveals himself, all this stuff that we done put in front of us, all this stuff. Look at school shootings. You know why school shootings started? When they took prayer out to school. Think about it.
I'm not sure about it.
Think about all the stuff that happened when we got away from God. And now we push God is so far back that we
lift every voice and say.
God is so far in the background that we praise Easter, a bunny, something that has something to do with the spring solstice. We praise these things and we forget about God. Yeah. We forgot about the resurrection. Who cares? My daughter wanted her Easter eggs in a basket and I smacked it out of hand.
And I wanted some new Jordans.
Smacked it out of hand.
So, but my only combatant to that statement is I understand that, like, I don't want to get it twisted. I always get people always say, like, oh, you're like a gay advocate. I'm not a gay advocate. I'm an advocate of people being able to live the way that they choose to live.
Yeah, but don't be so advocate. They're going to think you're gay. But
I don't care. me and my wife know. Secretly gay. Nah. Me and my wife know. Everybody knows. So my thing is, because of people always think that we're being force-fed the gay lifestyle. And I used to think that too. But then I also started to do research. People in this country felt the same way when black people started to get promoted.
Absolutely.
Because one, advertisers in the world started to realize, like, yo, everybody's not white. Everybody don't live this vanilla lifestyle.
That's
so,
a bad comparison, Mom.
No, but let me tell you why. They're not force feeding. They're not force feeding us the gay lifestyle because they're trying to change us. They are consumers. They represent. That's why if you watch a lot of commercials now, a lot of commercials have mixed family. Listen, that's primitive.
Black
that's
is
primitive
permanent.
Thinking. Wait, that's but that's why a lot of advertisements.
Black is permanent.
Let me finish.
They don't entertain that.
Let me finish the statement. Go on. That's why a lot of advertisements you see have mixed couples. You'll see a white mom and a black dad or vice versa. Why? Because that's what the country is turning into. A lot of these things is based on consumption. It's not necessarily morals.
But
you could go ahead.
Can I retort for 1 second?
No. Sure.
No.
let me retort for 1 second.
Yeah.
When I walk into a room, I'm a 6'3" black man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if I like penis or if I like vagina. You don't know these things unless I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You just see as you
we say that. We say that. But we have coworkers, and I'm going right to the job.
And we know
we got coworkers
gay.
That I was like, yo, he is straight gay. And he's slanging and banging like you know what I'm saying?
And then he
like a superstar.
Messing with them gay
men. So, I mean, why am I force fed? Why do you got to tell me what you are? I don't tell you what I am.
But why should that person have to live in secret?
It's not about living in secret.
But that's what it is.
No, it's not. You're because offended I never told that you I they're
showing you a lifestyle that really exists.
No, I'm offended because my daughter walked in the room and said, "Daddy, why them two men kissing?"
Why they don't promote lesbians as much? If that's the case,
because we love lesbians.
Oh God!
But why don't? But I'm saying too. since you're being an advocate for men on men, I'm saying
I'm not an why advocate not, for men. I'm an advocate of people living the life right, that's really true.
What I'm saying is, where's the balance? Why aren't we promoting lesbians as much? Where's the lesbian the love?
Give me a question for the Reverend.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Am I going to hell because I had sex when church music was on?
Yeah, you're stupid. You're
I make love to Take Me to the King.
I had sex to Stomp. Like you said, Black. Because they'll play that shit on Hot 97 and all that shit.
Oh, God.
And I ain't stopped. I kept stomping.
What about you, Black? You have another question? Around.
Rev, so yes, what Rev. advice do you have to the Black community that have broken homes, single-parent homes, deadbeat dads, mothers that won't let the father of their kids see their child, so on and so forth. What advice do you have to our community, our people, for us to get it together?
I can easily say go to Jesus, but I mean that's a lot to deal with. The first thing we got to do, we got to realize that we are broken. You have to realize that we are a broken people. Mm-hmm. We don't even know where we come from. Let's be clear on that. We don't even know where we come from.
Southside Jamaica, Queens.
Shut up.
Rockwell 142, ERA slow.
When I say that, I mean that maybe let's think deeper. People say that, we wasn't Christians in Africa. Well, maybe God brought us over here to expose us to Christianity, expose us to the right way. One, you got to realize that you're broken.
So you're justifying and realize, slavery
I'm not justifying anything.
Christianity when
I'm
not, we got here?
I'm saying this. I'm saying that if I was in Africa right now, I might be worshiping the grass instead of worshiping the one true living God. But... I'm not saying that slavery was the only way. Let me get close to the mic and the camera. However, what I'm saying is realize that you're broken. Realize that we need help. And realize the help, I can get advice from Marv. I get advice from Black. I get advice from La. But I can only get help from God. I can only get help from God.
That's true.
And you have to go to him. I go to God, honestly. When I'm mad, I go to God like, God, what the hell is going on? You may not like it, and it don't sound right.
You curse that guy? Mm-hmm.
It don't sound right. But a broken and contrite heart, he will nowise cast out. Mm-hmm. If that's all you got, he realizes that you're not coming to him disrespectful. You come to him the way you know how to.
I have one question. And I say the same thing to officers who don't call out bad officers who do racial profiling and stuff like that. My issue with some people from the church is, like you said, they condemn the gay stuff and stuff like that. But when a clergyman is caught doing the molesting the boys and stuff like that, they'd be like, oh, don't be so quick to judge. Oh, he needs help. Support him. And in a nice tone. But when it's regular people walking around gay, they hit them with the sulfur and the fire. So why do the clergymen protect other clergymen when it comes to that?
The Bible says it this way. We stop right here. Judge not. That's where we stop at. The Bible says, judge not, comma, lest ye be judged. With the same measure you measure out, you're going to be.
But you had a nicer tone talking about other clergymen who might partake in attitude. But when we were talking about gay out front, had more fire to
it. I think that it's worse. If I was to walk out of the pulpit, go in the bathroom, take a little boy and put my finger in his butt and grab his penis and make him touch mine and do stuff like that, that is worse because I am looked upon as somebody that's supposed to be trustworthy. I'm looked upon, and it was difficult. And I'm gonna give you a little history on myself. Being somebody who has been molested, knowing that, if it happened to me, and it didn't happen from a clergy member, nothing crazy like that. If it happened to me, you know, what am I supposed to do with a preacher who has a congregation who does this to little boys? The hard time I have is God not casting them bastards straight to hell. But God loves me because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he died for he didn't just die for the liar. He didn't just die for the thief. He died for the child molester. He died for the rapist. He died. If somebody walked in my house right now and murdered my wife and kids, killed my mother, he died for them too. So So to say that I got more fire and brimstone, I'm deep, and I don't to look at a preacher and say that he had sex. Eddie Long, I said Eddie Long is a bastard. He should die and go to hell. That's what I said. Because he portrayed
that's
one life
I was thinking about.
And lived another life.
I was thinking about.
And for a preacher to do that, that's a problem for
I
me.
I have probably one last question though. How do you like other religions? How do you like interact? Do you have like battle rap with other religions when dudes just try like Muslim dude come to you like, nah, Allah is the way, or Buddhist, nah, Buddhist is the way. How you feel about it if y'all always in the room having a debate about your God, his God, their God? How do you try to win over your argument in that debate, basically, of religions? Like, how do you...
Because y'all all feel y'all the right ones.
Basically, yeah, all feel like y'all the right ones. But at the end of the day, when people die, it's going to be people standing on the right line. It's going to be people standing on the wrong line. So, how do you win over your argument? For all the people listening in the world, how do you win over that Jesus is the way to walk and... Instead of Allah, instead of Buddha, not even saying, because there's people out there that's doing good in life that got their own religion, but how do you win over that Christianity is the way? I'm gonna let you rock that out, and then we're gonna finish.
Okay, I'm gonna try and make it fast. Looking at my rulings about that time, you know.
I do see the
rule. That's an Invictus. That's
a rule. That's an Invictus. If you look at it fast enough, it's rolling. When your roll is in the sky,
roll over
like this, you can't tell.
And that's a 60-pound Invictus.
You can't tell what that is.
You're eating up his time.
If you roll over like that, you can't
that's
tell.
60-pound Invictus.
In a dark club, baby. This is a rolling, baby. In a dark club. It's a rolling. Anyway. Okay.
But yeah, how you let us know that Christianity is the way to walk?
First thing the Bible tells us is not to debate the Bible. It tells us clear, don't debate. However, comma, I take it back. If we're talking to a Muslim, I was born Muslim. I was born in Islam. My name is Rahman.
Yeah.
It means merciful God.
I bet you was wearing a kufi. Straight, we talk about it, all right?
It's a straight Muslim name.
Yeah.
But the reason why we came to Christ is because I had a praying grandmother. My grandmother would go to a mosque on Saturday, church on Sunday. It was
confusing.
No joke in that.
That's confusing.
It was confusing. But when I sought the truth. When you go to God, right, and you like God, well, listen, I'm confused, God. I go to the Bible and I go to Quran, and it's saying the same thing but different. I went and I looked at the versions of heaven, and I'm trying to make it fast. When you go to Muslim, I'm sorry for my Muslim brothers and sisters. When you go to Muslim heaven, you know what do you get? You get stuff for your flesh. You get girls. You get
like
sex.
40 wives
you
or
get
like that?
You get alcohol.
Muslim
you get
is
you
lit.
Get. All the things that you that will send you to hell. That's all the stuff you get, all the stuff that sends you to hell. But when I looked in the Bible, I thought about heaven. It's eternity with God. He said, the feast of the Lord is spread. Come sit at the table. You know, and then I thought about in my life, I thought about what's better? What literally, I said, God, what is better? Is it better to wait till I get to heaven to know you? Or is it better I can know you now? God is not... The Bible says he's high and mighty, but he looks down on the lowly. He looks at us. He's not some image that's way up in the stars. He's right here next to me. He rides in my car with me. So when I debated, I talked to him about history. I said, look at Abraham. Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. One was promised, one wasn't. So one of them, Ishmael, when he was cast out by Abraham because of what Sarah told him to do, he went back. He took the teachings of his mother. He took the teachings he learned from his father. Put them together, and we have a religion out of that. Anger. Islam is full of anger. I'm sorry. I know Islam means peace. I know it means peace. But look at what you do. If you blow yourself up, you kill yourself.
That's the
killing,
radicals. That's a different.
But that's in the Holy Quran,
that's
brother.
In the Quran?
Yes.
Blowing yourself
yes.
up?
Yes. And they'll say blow yourself up. Whoa. But it does say to jihad, to war. To war. And the Bible says that if you are killed because of your love for Christ, there's a difference. To go seek war and to be killed because you love Christ, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then when you think about things like health, like my grandmother was sick, and I know we got to wrap it up. My grandmother was sick, and my mother went to the mosque, and they were more worried about the fact that she came running in there with her hair on because I was with her. Her hair was uncovered. Her face was uncovered. Her knees and her ankles were showing.
I mean, your grandma was like a hoe or something.
Right? No, my mother ran in there. My grandmother was sick, loser. And they told her, they said, Inshallah, Inshallah. That's all they had for her, was inshallah.
What that
means? That means God willing. Oh well, God willing. But she went to, but then we went to church and they said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes they had a way. They have a way for you to get to God. They have a way for you to get healed. By his stripes we are healed. So I mean, this is a topic I can go back and forth with. Yeah. But you know, to keep it neat, just read. Just understand.
Do your own due diligence,
and you will see and get basically like this. Get on your knees and ask God. God, you real?
Yeah.
And he'll talk to you. Be honest with him. He'll be honest with you.
So we got to wrap it up. I want to say you are a very interesting guest, and this was a very great episode.
Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ! Let's go, champ! The Preacher's Corner, baby. We coming live once a month. Let's go!
So like always, we always allow our guests to give a shout-out to, you know, something they want to promote and stuff like that. So go ahead.
I mean, I don't really have anything to promote. I'll just say I thank God.
Yeah, leave for... us with a good word, man. It's Easter Sunday, man.
Yeah.
This was very, very, very spiritual. I didn't go to church. Listen, I ain't go to church.
No.
I said it like this. You know, I ask God for his blessings over the Brown Holy Water podcast.
Amen.
I ask God to bless everybody that's in the room and all the families that represent it. Bless everyone who's on the check-in. I'm going to read your comments later. You know, I think that this is good because if Jesus came today, would Jesus go to the White House? Would he go to the UN? No. Jesus would be at the, he'd go to Pink Houses.
Because of Brown
Jesus
Holy Water.
Jesus would be in the 40 Projects.
Shout out to my
Jesus
nigga Jesus.
Jesus would be on Lexington. Jesus would be somewhere in Staten Island. Jesus stayed with... He stayed with the gangsters. He
stayed in the hood.
He stayed low.
Jesus was in the hood because he's hood. A lot of y'all in the hood because y'all ain't got no choice.
And the reason why he stayed with those people is because he said it simple. He said, who goes to the doctor? Only the sick. So him being the doctor, he went out and sought the sick. And he sought us so that he may save us. So I would just say I thank God for this time. I thank God for you brothers making it here safely. I thank God for your families. I thank God for an opportunity to come to Brown Holy Water Podcast and spread a message of peace. And just for the record, it was water in my cup. It wasn't no brown holy water. It was water in the cup, not brown holy water. And other than that, my church is Miracle Temple, Churches of America is 160-164 Monticello Avenue in Jersey City, New Jersey. You know, come out. We don't turn away homosexuals. We don't turn away lesbians. We don't turn away, you know, anybody. Come on out. Homeless people can come there.
What time is the service?
Service is Sundays at 11, Friday nights at 8 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead.
Real quick, shout out to my boy Javon Martin, Almighty Force. You got a young kid from 2 to 100 here. Train him. You know what I'm saying? He's a good dude. Very good dude. Knew him all my life, man. And trust this kid. Trust this dude with your kids, man. Other than that, happy Easter, everybody. Stay blessed. Stay positive in life. And just do better every day, man. Make it your next move, your best move. And that's how we move, man. Handsome La. Handsome 15 Instagram, Live Brown Facebook, man. I love y'all all, man. Till next week.
Yeah. This is Real Talk Marv. I'd like to say, you know, thank you for the continued support. Like Black's been saying, you know, the dad hats will be out next week. So keep a little couple dollars on the side so you can get a black, you know, a dad hat. I want you guys to continue to support us every Sunday at 7 p.m. I just wanted to say something quick with the this topic is just like, you know, no matter what your religious beliefs are, I feel like we need to just stick together and continue to promote the growth of our people.
Amen.
Know?
Absolutely.
And it's funny because I'm a Christian. I grew up a Christian. But when I started to get old and did a, you know, little research, like, you know, Farrakhan, I as a youngin', I was taught that Farrakhan was like this devilish person. And then when I listened to his preaching, he just went the uplifting of our people. So just be careful on who delivers the message to you and just realize, like, Trump is doing crazy stuff right now. So get right. And that's my message for the week.
Yeah, I already know what it is. Your boy Black Success, Coney Island, Brooklyn.
March 10th.
March 10th, Milk River.
Now it's May 20th.
Yo, listen. May 20th, the Henny Fiesta, Henny Fiesta. I'm going to leave it in the comments. Get your tickets now while they're cheap. If you wait till later, it's going to cost more for you.
$10. You got
$10. Party.
Do it.
If you got $10, lock your tickets in now.
Henny
if,
and pizza.
Later on, it's going to cost more. You
pizza.
Know what I mean? And also, the dad hats is going to drop this week. $40 motherfucking dollars. $40 motherfucking dollars. I'm gonna show you why in just a few days.
Quality.
This shit look good. It's quality. It's stitched on. Embroidery. We ain't out here playing. You heard? Brown Holy Water every Sunday, 7 p.m. Preach, let's end with the motherfucking outro, intro joint. You know what I mean? Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Black Listen Success. Up, y'all. That motherfucker know who the fuck I be, man. Stop playing around. I slap your baby mama, you heard? I'm a real
you ready?
Motherfucker.
You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. Brown holy water pouring out of the bottle. Like, share, comment, got it, and then follow. Black Live Mob, yeah, that's the franchise. Pull up every Sunday at 7 and get baptized. You ready?